Okay, welcome to Kedushas Levi on the Parsha. We will be continuing this holy sefer from the Tzaddik of Levi Yitzchak ben Tzara Sasha. We're going to be doing the last week on this week's Parsha, the last piece on this week's Parsha. Before we get started, I just want to tell a quick story from the Chafetz Chaim. When I was younger, I had this book. It was one of my favorite books. It was this little book on the Chafetz Chaim. It was sort of like a children's book, but it had some amazing stories in it. So one of the stories in this book, I think it's very connected with the piece we're going to do this week from the Kedushas Levi. The story goes like this. So, in the town of the Chafetz Chaim, when he was growing up, he was a young boy. So there's a water carrier there, right? And his job was to go to the well or to the stream and fill up the water, and then he would deliver it to people, right? So he had, the way he would carry the water is like any water schlepper, right? You know, he has the pole on his back, and then on each end of the pole, so he has a bucket. And he would walk with the pole over his back and the two buckets, and that's how he would deliver his water. So some of the boys in the town thought it would be funny that they go and they play a little prank on the water carrier. So what they would do is they would go in the middle of the night and they would go to the water carrier's hut. And because the hut of the water carrier was so small, his house was so small, he didn't have room to store his buckets and his pole in there. He didn't want it to take up half his house, so he left it outside. So in the winter, the boys went and they filled up the buckets with water at night. Right, so when the water carrier woke up in the morning, his buckets were full of ice. It was freezing there, and overnight it froze. And before he could start his day and go and try and make the meager parnassa that he was making, right, so you first have to chip out all this ice from his buckets. And the boys would start laughing, and they thought it was the funniest thing. So not all of the boys thought it was the funniest thing, right? And one of those boys was the Chafetz Chaim. When the Chafetz Chaim saw this, he decided that he is going to make sure that doesn't happen again. So when he was a little boy, he would sneak out the window of his house at night, and he would go to the water carrier's house, and after the boys had already added the water, and you know they were expecting to come in the morning to see it full of ice, he would quickly spill out the water, and he would go back home. So in the morning, when the boys came to look at the water carrier, they the buckets were empty. There was nothing in them. And they were surprised. Right? It was because the tzidkus, the righteousness of the Chafetz Chaim. And it wasn't something that he wanted his parents to know. It wasn't something he wanted his friends to know. It was something that he did for the sake of doing the right thing. And that's what this piece in Kedushas Levi is about. The piece says, V'ayin perish Rashi, v'nir leva'er kach, ki kishayachzor ha'mashkol na'ani, b'vadeh ha'ani yivarechotah. The pasuk is saying that, what does that mean, the ani is going to bless you when you give him back his collateral? Right, the ani gives you his garment as collateral for what he owes you. And the Torah commands us to give it back to the ani, poor person at night. So the Torah says that it's for sure the ani is going to bless you. Why is the ani going to bless you? So the Kedushas Levi explains that he's going to bless you because he's so appreciative that you're returning this item to him. He needs it at night. We don't want it to be cold. So it's possible that a person might come to do this act, right? Because he wants to get a blessing from the ani. Right? He wants to feel like a good guy. He wants to look like a nice guy. So that's what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is saying that it's true. Uvirachicha, the poor person is going to bless you. The person who's poor is going to bless you. Ulechot yes tzedakah lefnei Hashem Elokecha. But before you, you know why you should do it? Because it's tzedakah t'Hashem. Because Hashem's asking you to do it. Because Hashem is commanding us to do this. That's the right reason to do this. And it's in some ways a hard thing to obtain and a level to get to. But it's very interesting that we're actually experiencing that a little bit nowadays. I remember my Rebbe Rav Machas once shared with us a big muster that he was standing with his wife outside someone's door, and they were knocking on the door, and they were talking, and the person came, opened the door, invited them in, and when they came in that person's kitchen, they saw that not only was there a camera at the front door that was hidden, they could also hear what people were saying at their front door, right? And he just said, like, you know, Baruch Hashem, they're only talking about holy things, but you never know when someone's recording, when someone's looking at you, someone's, right? That's the reality we live in nowadays. So it actually makes it a little bit easier for us to understand and imagine in our head the reality that Hashem is always recording everything, that Hashem is always seeing everything. And the only reason, the only motivation we want to have for doing something is to bring more nachas to Hashem, right? And so we don't have to be worried that if someone else doesn't see us doing a good act, that, you know, there was no point to it, or it wasn't as valuable as it could have been, because the ultimate one is seeing us do a good act. And that's the whole reason we're supposed to be doing the good acts. Bring Hashem nachas. There's a whole book, The Secret Life of Gershom Bird, I think is His name is a man who lived in the old city, and his whole life was involved with chesed that was hidden. Right, just a life that people didn't even know about. Really, like story after story, people didn't know where this money was coming from. They didn't know where, right, their children were getting birthday presents from. And it was him. And they only found this out after he passed away. It's an amazing mile to be on, to not be doing things for other people or for the publicity. And nowadays, it's difficult. It's difficult when so much is broadcast, right, over Facebook or Instagram, or right, that it's hard to do things for not for the sake of broadcasting them, for not for the sake of getting, you know, people thinking positive things about you, but just for doing something for the sake of doing something without anybody else in the world knowing. Right? So it's the vote of our generation a little bit to try and, you know, v'tarli b'ein l'avdecha b'emes, purify our hearts to serve Hashem b'emes, serve Hashem, not just do the mitzvos to look good, or not to do the mitzvos for a certain amount of respect, but do the mitzvos l'avdecha b'emes, to serve Hashem in truth. Rak yasen l'man Hashem v'lo yitzap hele brachos ha'ani b'shvil zeh. V'zehu ha'remez u'lecha tia tzedaka. Ata tase tzedaka hazos k'shtase ha'mitzvah. L'fnei Hashem elokecha perish k'shtase ha'mitzvah rak b'shvil tzivo ha'bar yisbrach. The only reason we should be doing the mitzvah is for Hashem. It's to bring this honor to Hashem. It's tzedaka for Hashem. V'lo b'shvil brachos ha'ani. Not for the bracha of the ani. We want the bracha of Hashem. We don't want the bracha of the ani. We're not doing this mitzvah for the bracha of the ani. We're not looking to get anything out of it for ourselves. It's interesting that you could take this on so many different levels, right? I mentioned to someone the other day, like, you know, it speaks about all the blessing a person gets if they say brachos on Muslim. You know, they say brachos on Muslim, especially with kavana. It's a source for a lot of blessing in a person's life. And then it's like, what about the question of just doing it because it's brachos on Muslim, just having kavana with brachos on Muslim because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and not doing it because we're expecting Hashem to send us, you know, whether it's parnasa or spiritual gifts. I'm just doing it because it's a mitzvah. And I'm doing it to serve Hashem. I'm doing it to connect to Hashem. It takes a certain level of godless, a certain level of level-headedness, and be able to see more, you know, with yeshiva das, if we want to try and incorporate this into our lives. Because these situations actually happen all the time. For example, a husband comes home and he says, I want to do something nice for my wife. Right? So he washes the dishes. Right? Or maybe it's his job to do the dishes, so he does the dishes. Or a wife comes home and she says, I want to do something nice for my husband. I'm going to organize some of his shirts. So they do this chesed for their spouse, and the other spouse comes home, right? Husband comes home and he goes to, you know, to his closet to get a new shirt the next morning, whatever it is. And he doesn't recognize that the shirts are organized. So the wife goes into the kitchen and she doesn't see right away that the dishes were done. And all of a sudden, you know, you start feeling, wait a minute, I did this tova for somebody, and they don't even appreciate it. They don't even recognize that I did it. They didn't even see it. I feel slighted. I feel like maybe I shouldn't have done it. Like it was a waste of time, or maybe it's just not the right thing. And it's very normal to feel that way. It's hard. It's hard when someone doesn't recognize our work. It's very difficult. In whatever relationship that is, if it's, you know, father-son, student-teacher, a marriage, it's important that we do that we recognize, you know, each other's efforts. But at the same time, if someone doesn't recognize our efforts, right, so it's time for us to take a step back. And it's super difficult at the time to do. But if we try and take a step back and we say, wait a minute, why did I do this action? Why did I wash those dishes? Why did I organize those shirts? Did I do it because I wanted them to thank me for it? Or did I do it because I care about that person, I want to make their life easier? So what if they don't know that I made their life easier? It's still making their life easier. Or because I wanted to do a mitzvah, and I wanted to show Hashem how much I appreciate and love the fact that I have a spouse. Right? So if they don't appreciate it, that doesn't necessarily change your motivation for doing it. That shouldn't change the action. We shouldn't then regret it. We shouldn't then feel bad that they didn't thank us. And it's hard, obviously. This is a very hard mindset. But if we're doing something lishma, we're doing it for the sake of doing it. We're not doing it for the sake of the reaction to us doing it. And I think one of the things that could really help us, you know, conquer this mindset is if we try and focus on the mindset before we do the action. I know I'm going to go do something for another person. My mindset, if I could try and strengthen myself from beforehand, not to expect anything. Have zero expectations that they'll say thank you, that they'll appreciate it, that they'll even notice. And if I have those zero expectations, so I'm not going to be upset if a person doesn't recognize or doesn't appreciate it to the fullest extent, because I did it for the right reason. And that's all that matters to me. That's my job. My job of doing a tzedakah, of doing, you know, whatever type of tzedakah it is to give. It's not my job to receive. It's not my job to respond. It's my job to give. Now, obviously, this has to be tempered with a healthy mindset, right? We can't always be giving to someone if they're not treating us the right way, right? And it's also not to say that a person shouldn't say thank you. Of course, a person should say thank you, and a person should respond in an appropriate way. Of course. But the question is, what if a person doesn't respond in the way we're looking for? I'll give one other example, and we'll end with this, is that sometimes we're walking down the street, right? And you wish someone a good Shabbos, and they just keep walking. They don't even respond. They don't head nod, nothing. So what's our response to that? Right? How do we feel? Because it might not make us feel so good. But let's, again, try from the beginning. Look at what happened here. I decided I want to wish someone a good Shabbos because I want them to have a good Shabbos. Because I think it's a polite thing to do. I think it's a nice thing to do. Because I think it's a great thing to, you know, to do, to greet another Jew, right? B'sefer Panim Yafo, it's a beautiful thing. And let's say this person totally ignores me. So if I'm doing this because I think it's the right thing to do, it doesn't matter to me what his response is, right? My job is to do the right thing. And my job is not to tell him what to do the right thing or get upset if he doesn't do the right thing or to receive an answer from him. That's not my job. My job is just to do the tova. Anything beyond that happens is a bonus. If they give us a nice good Shabbos back and we feel really good, that's great. That's amazing. That's what we should do to someone when they wish us a good Shabbos. But lemaisa, that's just a bonus. We shouldn't be insulted if a person doesn't wish us back good Shabbos. Okay. You did your part, and the rest isn't your job. The rest is not in your hands. I think this is a great mindset to have in chesed in general. Right? We do our part. Sometimes a person gives a little bit of tzedakah, and the person doesn't appreciate that they gave so little. Right? And then they get upset, and how could they say no to my tzedakah? It's like, wait, you did your part. It's up to them to do theirs, and that's beyond our scope of responsibility. That's not our responsibility. So Hashem wants us to do our part. He wants us to do it for the proper reason, with a full heart, the simcha. That's what we have to try and do. And even just practicing this, you know, this mindset, it won't only help us in our avodas Hashem in terms of, you know, doing things lishma. It also help us in our emuna. It'll help us in our emuna in ourselves, right? That I'm confident that I did what I could do. I did what I could do and be confident in who I am and the actions I'm performing, that I don't need to get others... reactions in order to make myself feel good. I have my own confidence. I have my own emunah in myself. I have my own emunah in Hashem. Thank you so much for joining us. We should have the holiest, holiest Shabbos, and we should have much, much help from Hashem to incorporate these ideas into our life.